Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7am till 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5. Check out their new summer dinner menu.
Hollywood 2.0 Down Under has welcomed more celebrities with the arrival of Matt Damon and his family, who touched down in Sydney yesterday and were promptly whisked away to quarantine in a private facility, confirming rumours that he's starring in Marvel's Thor: Love and Thunder, although his role still remains a mystery. His co-stars, including Chris Pratt, Dave Bautista and Tessa Thompson, who are also currently doing their quarantine time down under, and Natalie Portman, who's been here already for several months. And someone else who's just come out of quarantine and is ready to start filming the movie 13 Lives, based on the Ty Cave's rescues, is filmmaker royalty Ron Howard. They're all here, Pete.
Speaking of Marvel, if you thought we'd seen the last of Chris Evans as Captain America, think again. According to Deadline, Evans is nearing a deal to star in at least one more project as Captain Steve Rogers. Where will he pop up again in Marvel's timeline? Gee, the timelines are getting so confusing.
They are.
Could it be in the new Thor movie, or will it be another spin-off series?
I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now, Sophie Monk, she's revealed that she's engaged to a longtime American beau, Josh Goss. Now, rumours swirled that the couple got engaged over Christmas, but she said that wasn't true back then when the rumours were out, and that she let everyone know if they actually got engaged. Now, sure enough, Josh popped the question over the weekend, and Sophie said yes, posting a photo to Instagram with a fiancé and her gorgeous diamond ring, saying, "I'm engaged. I honestly can't thank you enough for all the love and support."
Really happy for her. I know she said a while back she found it really hard dating, being a celebrity and what have you. I guess you would.
Yeah, and I've watched their little relationship blossom because she shares so much to Instagram. They look so happy together. So I'm happy she's finally found somebody. It's nice.
And we have new music from Selena Gomez, a Spanish single which is released in the English market. I think it'll do okay. I don't do Spanish, but it is called De Una Vez, which translates to at once. Sounds like this.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.